from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Counting down the 100 days until the Chiefs' title defense begins at Arrowhead.
Harrison Butker set to kick it off. The run-up. Butker's kick in Super Bowl 58 is underway in a high, deep spinning kick.
Every day at 3:15 on The Drive.
All right, I have 2 Patrick Mahomes stories that I want to share with you guys. The first one is, now I cannot believe this. The Las Vegas Raiders are at training camp, and they have a Kermit the Frog Patrick Mahomes puppet that they are passing around. I'm not joking. It is a Kermit the Frog puppet. It is wearing a 15 Chiefs jersey. It's got a curly wig on its head, and they are laughing and passing this around. I want to know what about the Las Vegas Raiders and what they have done over the course of the last 15 years that would lead them to believe that this is going to be a good decision for them. Do you guys want to know the last time that the Raiders won a postseason game? The last time that the Raiders won a postseason game was in 2002. 2000, George W. Bush was the president of this country the last time that the Las Vegas Raiders / Oakland Raiders won a postseason game. Did you guys know that Patrick Mahomes has more playoff wins in the Raiders' current stadium than the Raiders do? In fact, they have never played a postseason game in their building. The Chiefs have. The Raiders had a losing record last year. And they're passing around Kermit the Frog, Patrick Mahomes dolls. Oh, boy. Antonio Pierce, I'm here to tell you, this is going to be remembered. This is going to be remembered. When do the Chiefs and the Raiders play each other? Because I'm telling you that it might be possible that the Chiefs give you a thrashing that you have not yet experienced. You already pissed them off because you ruined Christmas last year. You had Taylor Swift in the city. She had the little Santa cap on. She came to celebrate time with her family and her bae. And you ruined Christmas? You know Travis went home in a bad mood. Patrick goes home in a bad mood. He got to try to put on a good face. We can open gifts with the little ones. But you know he was steaming when he went home. And now you're mocking the boy? Three-time Super Bowl champion, two-time NFL MVP, the GOAT, the King, and you guys are passing around puppets? Okay. Good luck to the Las Vegas Raiders. I want you guys to check it out. I want you guys to see it. It blows my mind. It would make sense to me if this was Cincinnati that was doing this. We know they don't like Kansas City. But the Raiders, when you've been getting smacked up, when you haven't won the division since 2002, you got the audacity, the unmitigated gall, to then try to throw shots at the Chiefs?
The audio shows a player doing a Mahomes voice saying, "I'm here." What are you doing?
Who is the player? Do we even know this man? Are you even going to make the team?
Let me look here. He's to number quote Drake, 37.
Bench players talking like starters. I hate it. Do you even play? This wasn't Max Crosby that was doing this. This wasn't Devontae Adams doing this. I don't even recognize this man that was doing this. And you got the audacity. Who bought the puppet? Who's passing around? Whose idea was this? You know this is being passed around in the Chiefs training camp right now. Patrick is just minding his own business. He's probably on the phone with the Adidas reps or something, checking on his wife who recently announced that she was pregnant. Congratulations to Mahomes and co. Patrick's just minding his own business, and then he's got to hop on Instagram. He's got to hop on Twitter, and he's got to see him being mocked by the Las Vegas Raiders, you losers.
By a quick Google search of the player, it is Trey Taylor, a rookie safety from Air Force.
Who? He went to Air Force. Not Alabama, not a Clemson, not Ohio State. He went to Air Force. Sick work, man. I'm telling you. It ain't going to be good for the Raiders, man. It really isn't. It's not.
What do you think Pat Mahomes Sr. is going to say when they beat the Raiders this year? Smoking on that Raiders pack?
Let's move forward. I don't want to say anything about Papa Mahomes. I'll make a joke. Me and you both be out of here. Me and you both be out of here. I don't got nothing to say. No, I hope he's doing great. I hope Pat Sr. is having a great day. I hope he's having a great day. All right, that's the first story. Let's get to the second story. Now, this one isn't as funny as the first story. So Jerry Jones, he spoke to the media. And, you know, the Cowboys, they got a lot of news going on right now. You know, Dak Prescott's contract, Micah Parsons is eligible for a new deal. Sounds like they're going to wait on Micah Parsons, CeeDee Lamb. They are in California. CeeDee Lamb is in Houston. CeeDee Lamb is in Houston. The team is in California. So they're trying to figure that out. So Jerry Jones, he was answering questions from the media. And you know what? He can explain it better than I can explain it. Oh, my bad. I had to play it, Rob. My apologies. I thought you had it. My bad. I got it.
We are so involved in trying to see where we are with our situations. That is a major part of seeing the leaves fall, seeing the time go by, seeing this day and this week, how they go by. And by the way, Vault, I have in my life played option quarterback so many times and wait until the last leaf on the tree. And if you want to picture an option, pure option quarterback going out to the sideline, I have run that ball and kept it and not hand it off to the back, not pitch it back, not throw it. And I have run that thing all the way out to the sideline before I made the decision. Because I couldn't get whatever it took to, it wasn't right for me to make the decision. And so what our fans, what you're seeing, what we deal with is we're buying time. We're option quarterbacking, and we're going on out toward the sideline, and we haven't handed it off. We haven't pitched it. We're trying to make our mind up what to do. Does that sound like Mahomes to you? A little bit.
Is he running for president? He sounded like he was running for president. I've heard that logic train recently. What is he talking about? What? Did y'all understand what he was saying? He was talking about contract extensions. That was the context of what you just heard about contract extensions. I don't know what's going on with Jerry. In fact, you know what? A lot of the Cowboys' problems actually make sense now that I hear Jerry Jones explain things. I mean, he's actually young to run for president, 81 years old. This might be his prime. He certainly got the money to campaign for it. Do you know what he was talking about? I'm serious. Do you know what he's talking about? I don't know what he was talking about.
I think he's gloating about how he can wait to make decisions to the very end and he still made the right one, which his analogy falls apart because if you run to the sideline, then pitch it, you know what's going to happen? Nothing positive. Nothing.
I don't know what that man was talking about. I'm serious. What?
Also, can we talk about he compared Mahomes to an option quarterback? Was Mahomes some sort of triple option, you know, guru at Texas Tech that I was unaware of? He doesn't seem like the option run to the sideline and pitch it guy.
Jerry Jones been playing a lot of college football 25. We just didn't even know it. You didn't even know. Someone said, is Jerry Jones the Patrick Mahomes of general managers? No. Is the answer to your question. Absolutely not.
He was doing a lot of gloating about his decision-making while describing how he's indecisive. I usually wait till the very last minute. That is not what good decision-makers do.
Someone on the text line said, I thought that his golf handicap was going to come up. That's what it sounded like. I didn't know what that man was talking about. He then got confused in the middle of it. And then whenever you get done talking and you got to ask somebody to confirm if you were making sense, in fact, you were not making sense. No, in fact, you were not. Play the part at the end. Just cut like the last 5 seconds when he asked the guy. He was like, hey, man, you get that? You follow that? Then he answered his own question. He didn't even wait to hear the other person's answer. You got it? Oh, you got it? Good. No, Jerry, we did not get it. Just like you guys didn't get that playoff win against the Packers. We were both confused at what happened there. Very confused at what happened. What in the world was he talking about? All right, hold on. All right, this is it. We'll move on after this. Let's play the end. I just want you to hear the end of Jerry at the end. This is when he tries to exit gracefully. He did not.
Does that sound like Mahomes to you? A little bit?
No. I've seen a lot of Patrick Mahomes. Nothing you said sounded anything like Patrick Mahomes.
I like how he said that. Did he think the media was going to be like,
probably in Dallas, sure. Great point. Thought that.
That's not a lot of homes, doesn't it? Did he think Clarence Hill was going to stand up and be like, exactly, Jerry, you nailed it.
No, that's what he thought. Do you think they get a deal done with CeeDee Lamb?
I no, because I don't think CeeDee Lamb's their top priority. I think Dak's their top priority.
Yeah, I don't think they're agreeing to a deal right now with Dak. I do think they get something done. The Cowboys traditionally take care of their guys. They traditionally take care of guys. Remember, Ezekiel Elliott got paid. Dak eventually got paid. DeMarcus Lawrence got paid. Javon Diggs got paid. The Cowboys usually take care of their own, and CeeDee Lamb is one of their own. He was a first-round wide receiver. He's turned into a legitimate number one wide receiver. I think eventually.
Then does Parsons not get paid? Because not everyone's getting paid.
Yeah, this is just the first time that Parsons could get paid. So I think their strategy is, let's take care of CeeDee Lamb now, and then we'll take care of Dak, and we'll buy ourselves a little bit of time with Micah Parsons.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.